When engrossed in the day-to-day activities of faithful service, one doesn't readily grasp that the decision to enter the temple can not only alter your life, but also induce the profound fear needed to remain devoted to every facet of church service. This experience is shared by both active and inactive Mormons and is a frequently discussed point among those of us who have left. My anticipation to enter the temple took only 5 years, having converted to Mormonism as a teen, while my bride had 4 times the preparation, being born into the church. Yet, as a zealous convert, my active Mormon friends quickly instilled in me the desire to undergo the experience. The aspiration for an eternal marriage meant more to me than anything else could. I personally attended the temple close to 400 times from 1980 to 1997. I was fervent, and if those active members who knew me were honest with themselves, they would acknowledge the same about my character. I was deeply committed to my exaltation, taking every word published by the church to heart. I mention this because some church members tend to dismiss those of us who initially embrace the religion with complete devotion, only to later discover the church and its founder were tainted with corruption. Before 1990, everyone attending an endowment session in the temple was required to pantomime different ways in which life may be taken, specifically throat slitting, vivisection, and disembowelment. The pantomime was performed collectively with the entire group. Every individual mimicked placing their right thumb under their left ear and drawing it across their throat to the right ear. Similar pantomimes of self-execution were later presented regarding vivisection and disembowelment. Every person did this at every endowment session. Everyone. If you happen to inquire about this with someone certain to have attended the temple before 1990 and they deny it, you have encountered a liar. Donnie and Marie did it. Mitt Romney did it. Every temple-going Mormon did it before 1990. I realize this revelation may distress some readers, but it is nonetheless true. Tragically, some individuals have taken their own lives due to the stress of Mormonism. Others had their lives cut short because certain Mormon leaders believed there was a connection between the death of Joseph and Hiram Smith and the 120 innocent people they later massacred at Mountain Meadows. These same Mormons had recently heard the oath of vengeance proclaimed in the temple and felt compelled by duty and a fear of being executed themselves for noncompliance to initiate the slaughter. The author, J.H. Beadle, entered the Salt Lake Valley by foot, horse, and wagon in time to sit in the October 1868 General Conference, face to face with many of the cast involved with the September 11th annihilation of 1857, happening just 11 years before. I implore you to contemplate my words seriously before spending another minute donating another dollar or attending another service of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It is not what it appears to be.